Put on glasses on.
Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined, as always, by your host, Mrs. Wig, and my delightfully clever, gorgeous friend,
Mrs. Berry. Hello, Mrs. Wig.
Hello. We are doing it remote today because Kim can't people.
I can't people today.
Why not, Kim?
It's day three. That's all. It's just day three. It's not been pretty for anyone.
And you've had some mood swings this week, I do believe.
So today I was like, I'm just going to have a, you know, like I did all the morning stuff and then I was like, I'm just going to have a little lie down. And then, yeah, that didn't happen. It was people woke me up and then I had to get up and help people and then...
Why did we make so many people?
I don't know why we made so many people. I mean, they're very lovely and I love them dearly, but sometimes you do just go, there's a lot of people in this house.
Yes, well, at the moment we've got five giant goons just walked through the back door. The rugby team are over. And I thought Harry was tall and big, right? He's a tall, big boy. He's the shortest and the smallest. Jesus. And they all hug you like giant gorillas, and their all names are Hugo and things like that. And they all go to private schools, and they're lovely mannered boys, but they just take up a lot of space.
Can I tell you about something really, like, something really exciting?
As long as you start sitting still soon, because you're making me a bit sick.
Oh, okay. And I think you might have your hand over your microphone-y bit a bit. You sound a little bit, not really muffled, but just a little bit.
Is that better?
Oh, heaps better.
Oh, okay.
So I met up with my, you know, with my besties Marina and Bronwyn last night, and we actually for once kept ourselves tidy as opposed to the last time when we did some TikTok videos. And when Bronwyn and I were leaving, there was 5 million sirens going around, just going off around.
I know. Narrabeen was a hotbed of crime last night.
Hotbed of crime, Mrs. Wood. And not just crime, young people crime. Teenagers. You know, what are we going to do? Teenagers these days. So basically it was at the Macca's where Jasper works and where Jasper is doing clothes tonight. So, you know, I'm thrilled about that. And they, five teenagers, and they were rowdy and causing a scene and a ruckus, and so they called the police, and the police came, and a senior constable moved this group of five lads outside, and then tried to make them, like, leave altogether, and they all set on him, and they pushed him to the ground. And
the
then
club?
They, yeah, that's senior, like a chief, like senior, what do they call them? A senior chief inspector.
Oh, my God.
Pushed him, like five of them on him, pushed him to the ground. Then his phone fell out of his pocket. They stole his phone and his police badge and ran off.
Dickheads.
Like, seriously, like
just. Could
you imagine
if that was your kid?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
So, but the thing is, all around the back of that McDonald's is the Warriewood Wetlands. So
nothing good can ever happen at the Warriewood Wetlands.
The Warriewood Wetlands. I was just thinking, like, Bronwyn and I were like, imagine if that was us in there. Like, they'd just find us in, like, 30 seconds because we'd be just going, what's that? What's that? Something's on my foot. What is that you? Like, oh, my God, spider. Spider, 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 spider. Is that a snake? Like... psychotic. So Bronwyn and I were like, we need more excitement in our lives. And so we were driving around finding the perimeter, seeing where all the cops were at the perimeter, pretending we were Cagney and Lacey. And did you ever watch Cagney and Lacey? God, I love that show. They were two very cranky women.
Yeah, I love them. I relate.
I know. They were awesome. And, yeah, so anyway, eventually we just went. Oh, and then it was like, oh, it's midnight. Let's pick up Felix from work. So he was in, and the back of Warriewood Square backs onto the wetlands, and so we're there. We go around the back to pick him up at the dock, and there's a cop car, lights on, high beams on, looking into the bush, And we just like sit there and they put the high beams on us and they pull up and they're like, you know, what are you doing? And I'm just like, oh, I just picking up my son. He stacks shelves at night at Woolies. Like, he just finishes at midnight. Like, it's so funny. And then and then Bronwyn's like, oh God, I've got really bad heartburn. I need my Rennies. And then she's looking, she goes, oh, my bag's in the boot. And so she says to this copper, she goes, can I just get out and get something out of my boot? It's just like, no, you can't. You can't get out of the car. There are police dogs in that bush, in the bushland behind you.
And she's like, I've got, I need my Rennies.
She's like, I need Rennies. And then I'm like, oh, Bronny, that's set on you like a dog on a bone. If you got out of the car, they'd take one sniff and go, oh, there's a good feed.
What happened in the end?
So they found him at one, about just after one this morning, so on foot. So he was running out of the wetlands.
You dickhead.
And they caught him. And then they went and knocked on the door of two of his mates, you know, at, got the another 16 and 17-year-old at 3 and then another one at 4 or something. So, yeah.
I hope they throw the fucking book at them. Sorry. You don't do that.
Well, you don't. And again, you've gone a bit muffled, so you've got your hand over your microphone.
You don't do that. I don't have my hand over anything.
Oh, all right. And I know, but can I just say, like, you don't, but then if you go onto the Northern Beaches Area Command Facebook page, it is seriously like old man shakes fist at clouds. Like,
is it the talk of the town?
Oh, the talk of the town. And it's just, but yeah, it's all just like, oh, they should just, you know, someone said just throw the phone book at them. And it's like, we don't have phone books anymore, old man.
That's not a relevant saying.
But the thing is like, you know, that Macca's, and I'm presuming other Macca's are exactly the same. It's like the Roman Forum for teenagers, you know, on a Saturday, Friday and a Saturday night. Like,
well, you know, Gordon,
there,
Gordon
all
is
in their cars.
Gordon is only on the map because of the Macca's there.
Yeah.
Didn't you
well, that's like the
there?
Only Mac. That's the only Macca's for you, isn't it? Between like, I don't know where, North Sydney and Hornsby.
Yeah, Gordon Macca's. It's an institution.
It's not very big either, is it?
Might have gone there this week.
It's tiny, and it's doesn't. It's like in a shop, so you can't even do. There's not drive through or anything, is there?
Oh, excuse me.
So yes. So Jasper's on close tonight. And Jasper's on close, so things could be quite tense. I'm hoping there might be a little bit of extra security there just in case.
I think there will be.
Because they do have a security guard. I said to Jasper, so what does he do? And Jasper went, not much.
Well, 5 teenage boys, and I, as I said, I have 5 teenage boys. If they were walking towards me in a dark alley, I would shit my pants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're very intimidating. What are you drinking?
Prosecco.
Oh, nice. I've got a little Riesling happening here today.
A little Riesling.
I've had quite a lovely day.
Have you? Where have you been?
Well, I was in bed this morning when I got a text from one of the Real Housewives of East Lynfield saying, I am going to go to Ubercate and then I'm going to go to some pastry shop in Ramsgate to eat a cronut, and then I'm going to Archie Rose Distillery. Does
the new one
want to come? And yeah. I went, yes, I want to do all of those things. And so the three of us went and we ate cronuts, and I can't remember the name of Royal Queen Pastry in Ramsgate. Took forever to get there, but so worth it.
Wow.
And a coffee. It was delicious. And then I bought a whole heap of things home, including the, you know how I'm a bit of a chicken and leek pie aficionado.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'll send you a photo of this. We're having it for dinner. And then we went to Archie's gin distillery thing, you know, in that trendy place called the Cannery.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was thinking of the new, because not Archie Rose. Four Pillars has just opened.
I get them confused.
I know. So Four Pillars has just opened one on Crown Street in Sydney.
Because you know it's World Gin Day.
Oh, of course it is. Yes, I did know that. I even wrote about it this week. Yes, it's World Gin Day.
Chin,
so you went to Archie Rose. Was it just ridiculous? Was there 5 million people there?
Yeah, we weren't even able to go. Oh. They didn't even know who I were. Don't you know who I am?
Did you? Oh, really? Yes. You did the whole thing of like, I am an author.
I'm one half of the Hot Flush podcast who are closing in on 250,000 downloads.
Yeah.
As if I did that. But no, it was totally booked out. So we went to a little restaurant called Frenchie's and had a charcuterie plate.
Oh, yes.
I had a gin and ginger.
Oh. How was that?
Delicious, with a lemon wedge. It was divine. And I just had a really great day.
That sounds so nice.
It's been so long since I can have said I've had a really great day.
Yeah. And I think that it's really telling, because just to have a day like that where you do fun things with friends and it's fun. And it's not like, I'll just duck in here and do the grocery shopping as well.
Yeah. Because we all talked about it. It was Mrs. Leith and Mrs. Jenkins. And we all talked about it and said, what would we have done if we hadn't have done that today? Well, I would have probably done the washing. My highlight would have been to get the paper and have a sleep on the couch. Now, yes. I've done that now for about 675,000 days straight. So it was just so nice, Kim. It was so nice.
Yeah, well, that was what my day was I got up, took the boy to art, came home, cleaned up the kitchen, started on two different types of sourdough. You're welcome. And then did some, put washing on, sorted other washing, went and picked him back up, came home.
But you're in a mindset of spiraling.
And then I came and lay down, and I got woken up the first time. But that was by Rob coming back from getting his coffee, and I'd sort of fallen asleep between him going and getting coffee and coming back. So that was fine. But then he woke me up again because Grover was starting to try and use the mandolin, and I had times written on a post-it note on my sourdough, and it was at one of them it was time. And so Rob was like, he goes, I just would not wake you for – if the house was on fire.
Yeah, he's a sensible man.
But it was just, your sourdough had a time on it. And I was like, oh. And he goes, and then Grovey was like using this machinery that was like slice his finger off. And anyway, so I just got up and, oh my God, I was, when you go, you flip into that little mindset. And if you actually, if you gave it any oxygen,
you would lose your tiny mind.
You lose and you do that whole thing about, no one helps me around here. I do. Everyone's sick of the one who cleans everything up and that spiel.
Take days to recover from.
Yes.
Because of your intense loathing and
regret.
Regret and, you can't. Guilt. Sometimes you can't help it. It just comes out of nowhere. But when you feel it starting, you're going to say, what is the long-term repercussions of me actually losing my tiny mind? And becoming the troll bitch from hell.
Yeah, when you actually have enough cognizant, you have enough, cognition to go, this is why you're doing this. Yeah. Like, this is why you're feeling like this. And to then still allow it to, go on. So anyway. Yeah. So no, I did a rage clean of the kitchen and some more rage, clothing sorting. I don't know. And then I just sort of, And then all the boys were just being really lovely. And Felix was just delightful. And his mates are coming over again tonight. And I'm so happy about that, because that's, that I'm really hoping that becomes a regular thing, that they know they can come here and, And one of his mates.
We had a gather here last night.
Right.
And one of his mates. Half the footy team saying tonight. So, yeah.
God. Well, one of his mates said to him, get your mum to make us something. Get your mum to make us something.
They're not stupid.
How good's that? And Felix is like, that's a lot of hassle. And I go, no, it's not. I'll just make you a big pot of ginger sesame chicken and rice. And he goes, really? And I'm like, oh, my God, Felix, of course I will.
You're a good mum.
So, and here's Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. Hello.
How are you?
Go.
He had a big day today. So one of his friends from school, Millie, her brother is doing some, you know, just hanging out bro work, you know, just being a big bro.
Yeah.
And so Oscar goes and hangs out with him for a few hours each weekend and his girlfriend. And today they did a massive walk, big bush walk around Bobbin Head.
Yeah.
He's pretty worn out. He's pretty knackered.
Sounds hideous.
And he's going out again tomorrow with them, I think.
Can I tell you?
NDIS funding that we have got enough funds to cover it. Anyway.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
I'm having lunch with a friend next week.
Yes.
And she said, why don't we go for a big long walk before lunch? What the fuck is with everyone going for big long walks? Like, no. Why don't we go to a fucking restaurant, order a bottle of champagne and get shit-faced? Why do we have to do a big long walk?
Because we're getting old, Woogie, and now mobility is everything. Do you want to know how I know mobility is everything?
Because you're immobile?
Because you know how about three weeks ago I said to you, I'm going to the dentist, I've got a new endocrinologist and I'm going to see a rheumatologist. And you were like, you're one big broken bag of bones, aren't you? And so, you know, now I've got my three crowns. I'm just waiting for the implant in my head. And I went to see the endocrinologist, like I told you last week, and got a pretty basically good bill of health. And I went to the rheumatologist on Wednesday, and I have fibromyalgia.
I don't like the sound of that. Is it got anything to do with pus?
No, nothing to do with pus. Everything to do with nerve endings and neuropathic pain pathways and joint pain and inflammation and stuff. So there will be a lot of women in our hot flush group who have it, like a lot.
And now you are the poster child.
And now I'm the poster child. I'm going to be the one that informs you all about it. No, I'm not, because I haven't even really read about it. I've just gone, yeah, that makes sense. But get this, this is what's very interesting, is he said, I don't know why your GP did this particular blood test, but it shows that you have the B27 gene. And I went, oh, yeah. And I go, what does that mean? And
you'd at least want the B52 gene.
I know, right? Because then, you know, then I'd have lobster claws as hands or something, you know.
Sorry, everyone, that you're listening to this.
15 miles to the love shack. Anyway, the B29 or whatever, no, B27 or whatever, is you can get this condition called ankylosing spondylitis, which is a lower back arthritis issue. And I'm like sitting there going, I don't understand why you're quibbling about the GP doing the test when the test has come back saying I have this gene and spondylitis doesn't sound really good. What's that?
That's a made up word. They made that word up.
Anyway, it's like it's a lower back arthritis in your lower back and things fuse and grow and it's pretty gross. But I've got it, but it doesn't. He goes, you don't have it. He goes, only 1% of people who have the gene then actually present with it, and it's mainly men. And I'm just going, oh, of course, like, yeah, give me some bro disease. But he's like looking at all of my joints and my aches and everything that hurts, and then he's like, you've got some early ortho, like not ortho, osteoarthritis, he said, but the pain, the reason he said, I think that all this pain, because everything hurts, like he just pressed bits all over my body and I'd just be like, I'd flinch and jump without even knowing that it hurt. Like he'd touch it and I'd go,
yeah, but yet you root like a rabbit. You seem to be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, it's not debilitating. Well, maybe it is debilitating. I don't know. Like, but I live with it because I don't notice it until... I don't know, he pointed it out, and then I felt like my whole body was on fire.
Well, your skin looks lovely.
My skin does look, this light is very flattering, yes. Isn't it?
Oh, well, it might be the light.
Yeah, no, my skin's pretty good at the moment. Just, although I did have quite the breakout this week due to, you know, day three. Yes, Oscar.
I reckon day three is worse than day one.
Yes, Mum, ask me come over.
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to drop you up there?
Yeah.
What time?
I don't know.
Okay, you ask what time.
We interrupt this podcast with a special announcement.
To organise Oscar's social life. He's only already been out for like 6 hours today. He's home for about an hour. We're boring as batshit, so he'll find somewhere else to go.
Okay, I'm really bored now.
And I know, right? Anyway, this rheumatologist was. I said, so what do I do? Like, you know, is it diet? Is it what do I have to? And he was like, you have to have very good sleep hygiene.
The fuck is that? Another made up word.
I know, sleep hygiene. I'm going to report back on sleep hygiene.
What is it?
Because I can pretty much guarantee you the one big thing it will be is like no devices in bed.
Does it mean have a shower before you go to bed?
Anyway, the upside of all of this is I've now got a script for the legit melatonin.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, that's piqued my interest.
I know, right?
I was getting a bit bored then. That's exciting.
Oh, you were getting bored. I was getting bored. I reached a point in the actual meeting where I was sort of looking at him. He's sort of English and very very straight-laced, newy stuff, like very great, but quite humorless. And I actually was.
Oh, they're the worst.
And I sort of reached the point where I was sort of sitting there just looking at him as he was, I don't know, typing shit. And I just was like, yeah, I don't think I'd like to have sex with you.
Isn't it funny where your mind wanders when you start getting a bit bored in a meeting?
I know.
I was in a meeting with one of the school principals the other day, and he's got this voice that's just so like lulling, and it's almost like a meditation.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about strange things too. And yeah. I was thinking, I don't think you'd be very good at it.
No.
Principal, what is wrong with me?
That's what I was like with this specialist. I was like, I don't think you'd be very good at it. And I think it'd be very perfunctory, you know, like very clean. It'd just be over and done with in like sort of, you know, 5 minutes. There'd barely be a grunt, you know.
There'd be no sweat.
There'd probably be a little cough at the end, you know, like a little.
Like and that. Then he'd say, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah. And then he'd sort of extricate himself and, you know, give you a peck on the cheek and roll
on
over.
His way.
Yeah.
What a scoundrel is Prince Andrew.
Oh, is scoundrel? Is that what we're calling him? Because I'm quite happy to probably call him more than
pedophile.
That.
Yes. What would you call him?
Well, I haven't been following it closely enough, but essentially if he's not a pedophile, he's enabled one. So what's it called when you do that? What is it when you're
an associate, an accomplice. Yes.
I think anyone that did anything to enable any behaviour by Epstein is he Epstein or Epstein?
Epstein.
Have you watched the Foxtel the Netflix thing on him?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I'll watch that. It's quite interesting.
I haven't been able to. I tell you what, the boys and I watched this week was the Ryan Gosling space movie called. I can't remember.
I'm just going to leave you for 5 seconds and go and fill up my drink because I don't like hearing about other people's boring recommendations.
Oh, God. Gosh, it's so hard to keep, you know, on track. I think, is it called Spaceman? Anyway, highly recommend. It is not like all of the typical chest-beating, patriotic, you know, space astronaut movies that we expect out of America and out of Hollywood. It's just remarkable, and it's remarkably shot. Ryan Gosling is amazing. It's really good. And we also watched, there's another thing, I think it was on Netflix, which was another like just all historic footage from leading up to and the moon landing. But that was all footage that was taken at the time. So we watched that first, not intentionally, but we'd watched that. And then we watched this Ryan Gosling movie, and it was It was so great to actually see them both together. Anyway, yes, so that's about it. Because this, we're very into the whole. We're very excited and inspired by the space stuff that's going on at the moment, and Elon, that shit crazy Musk, who's just.
Didn't he name his kid Oink?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, with Grimes. He goes out with the musician Grimes.
I don't know.
I think they're going to call it. I think they're going to call him Ash. I think, you know, he's got like triplets and twins or something. Like he does have triplets. I know that. And then he's got more. Anyway, so that was my big news of the week. Was I have something called, fibromyalgia, and oh shit, I think I just set on my glasses. Apart from that, my week was pretty, it was pretty okay. Not too bad, really.
Yeah, mine was like, it was not too bad. I think we were a bit of a downer last week, and we were schooled in that thought as well, must say. But, and I'm not going to bloody pretend to be anything but miserable if I'm miserable, but I'm not miserable today, and I'm going to run with that.
That's right. And I must say, I think there's still a very big part of me that's feeling very heavy about everything that is going on with in the US, but very much so here from Scott Morrison's latest, there's no slave, we didn't have slavery, you're not going, okay. I'm actually podcasting, so you're gonna have to give me a minute, all right?
Okay.
Through to just, oh gosh, just all of it.
I sort of feel
weird using the phrase Black Lives Matter in Australia, but I think our Indigenous communities are using it and embracing it. So I'm going to use it and embrace it.
Follow their lead on that one, I think.
Yeah, and I've been doing a lot of reading this week. And I had a friend of mine came back to me after I put up a pretty angry post on Insta about people having a go at other people about going to the march or the protests.
That we went to?
Yes. And I realised that I was actually then contradicting myself in one of the things that I meant, one of those stories that I read out last week that was talking about, a revolution has many lanes. And I was in a way... I basically, in my head, I was really sort of going, if you were against people going to the protest march, then you were against dealing with all of the problems and the situations that exist. And
it's a very broad statement.
Yeah. And I really hate people but I get very frustrated by really black and white statements and people that, and then I was actually doing it because I was so... Because I was just so angry, I guess, in myself.
And it's so nuanced, what I mean? And
it is nuanced. And
all these feelings and when you have a platform like we do and people saying you're not saying anything, so does that mean, and it's like you can't tell me what I can and cannot think.
Yeah.
Or what I can and cannot share. I don't have any.
And also it's sort of we do not have a right to really have an opinion about it. We need to just be listening and then going, you know what, this is actually a white problem. Like,
absolutely.
Why are we this is a white problem. And so, I've had a bit of a reflective week like that as well. But then
that's
also.
That's good. It shows that you're growing and learning, Kim.
I know, growing, always growing and learning. Learning.
That's what I always say is I'm never arrogant enough to think that I know it all because I fucking don't know much at all about a lot of things.
Jesus, neither do I. Neither do I. I can barely navigate the pimple on the pumpkin, let alone, the whole gourd.
I got my toenails and eyebrows and my legs waxed this week. Also, very, very good for one's mental health. It was just to sit still and, just to look at with disgust at what you've managed to create over the last 3 months. I tipped my girl very well because I felt so bad for her. I offered to buy everyone coffee. I was just so thankful. I don't think many people can say they fell asleep while they're getting their legs waxed, but I managed to.
Did you?
Yeah.
I went and got my flaps lasered this week.
Oh, good.
And the,
they were unruly.
And the, like you'd know, I just had my whole little Fu Manchu thing going on. And
it's like a beard.
Oh, you're saying it as if you've actually seen my flaps, and I don't recall showing them to you.
I've seen them.
Oh, dear God. Jesus, works. And Rob got, you know, Rob got the hairy kiwi fruit dealt with, because I had teased him mercilessly about that. Oh, he's just walked in. His ears, his non-hairy kiwi fruit must have been vibrating.
I have nothing to say.
Anyway, the girls at the lasering place were like, they just were like, I don't know what happened to all of us. It was like our bodies, like she goes, everyone is so hairy. It's like we were all returning to just, you know, returning to nature. And she goes, some of them were like, you know, I've been lasering for years and yet it all came back.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Very. Shall we move on to some reader questions, because I have to go soon?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I can't pull them up though, because I'm on my phone.
I'm on my phone, but I'll pull them up. You just don't.
So professional. Do you know we've almost got 250,000 downloads?
I know.
Remember when we were going to have a party at 100,000 downloads?
Yeah, I know. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going well.
Okay, let's find you. Did you put it in? Oh no, here we are. Okay.
I'm not going to say too much about this, but all I'm going to say is this is a very cryptic clue. Are you prepared to come a little bit further than Linfield to podcast?
Oh, of course.
Because there might be a Woog family on the move.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Well, there will be a Woog family on the move. We've been here for a while now, and we are going to be bidding farewell to our lovely North Shore soon. Not too far away, but that's all I'm going to say.
Well.
All I'm going to say is that you can have New Year's Eve from now on at my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm brushing off my suburban coat.
Oh.
Heading back to the city. All I'm going to say.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, reader's question.
So, Sonia says, how do I ditch my COVID ISO general sloth vibes? Well, you
wax.
Clearly get waxing, wax, a pedi, a mani, and go out with your girlfriends.
Yeah, go out with your girlfriends to somewhere really weird like Ramsgate. It's not weird for people that live there, but I would go there to go to this particular croissant cronut place. And then just go, just you're on a loop. You're playing this loop over in your head. You need to break the loop.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Melissa was like, I know this is terrible, but I want to talk about anything other than what's going on in the real world, and I want to hear Woogsy say, Jesus, Kim. And today everyone got a Jesus Woogs.
Got a Jesus Woogs.
Yeah.
Got a few board nows. Oh, and we do have the merch lined up ready to go, so that's something else to look out
really?
For.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every day I'm hustling. Boop, 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 boop.
Ruthie has put up a picture of herself and sort of said, how do you cut your own hair and not look like you've ended up being dragged through a bush backwards? Ruthie, just
who
back away from
cares?
I'm just saying it with no I'm just saying it with love. Just you just need to back away from those scissors, Ruthie. Back
is
away
it our Ruthie?
It's not looking good.
Which Ruthie is it?
Well, I'm not going to say surnames on, you know.
Yeah. Is it Gourmet Girlfriend?
No, different Ruthie.
Oh, okay. Sorry. There's so many Ruthies.
There are. Okay. Liz. Oh, she's been catching up on episodes that she missed because she was in hospital.
Oh. Hope you're better.
Yes, I hope you're all right. Oh, did Kim get a new berry bus? It arrives on Tuesday. It was meant to arrive yesterday. My. It's coming on Tuesday.
God, and if your son doesn't stop talking to me about it over the internet, he's very excited. No, I love it. I love the fact that he is so excited
because he's keeping up with the Woogs with the new car.
Well, he's asked me every day because, you know, he was meant to come last weekend and then he couldn't because we were going to the march. And it was like, and so every day, like, when's he Woogs' new car? When's he Woogs' new car? So I reckon he'll see it when it's about 5 years old. But, and then, yeah, with our car, and this is the thing though, right? He found a picture online of a silver Kia Carnival, which is what we're getting. But he found the new, like, it's like the new one and it's like the top of the line. And so he's sending all these people, like,
this he sent it to me.
And it's like this flash, you know, flash family wagon. And it's like, dude, ours isn't going to look like that.
Oh my God, he sent it to me. God love him.
Oh, so funny. Josie's asking why she's so hot all the time. Dude. It's just, you just got to get the great gut ache of 2020 and it resets your internal thermometer and then you'll be good to go.
I had a really bad night this week of just, I was burning up. Like, I was ripping clothes off me and throwing covers off me. And then Harry came in and put his hand on my shoulder and said, I'm like, Mum, what's wrong? You're really hot. I said, I don't feel very well. And he said, I'll go get you a hot water bottle. I'm like, yeah, that's really good. They are the pits. It's shitty, but, like, just it's cooler now. We've just got to stop whinging so much and remember about those long, hot days and realise.
Yeah, but you see, but this is the thing, right? Like, Josie's feeling this winter I'm wearing layers and lots of clothes, and last winter I just lived in, like, a top and then I would still get really hot.
I remember this because you said the other day you were cold and I looked at you and I said, I have never heard you utter those words.
I know. And now I wear like a top and then a cardi and then there'll be a scarf and then, like, I'm layering like you used to advise people to do.
Do you remember when I wrote that article for the Sydney Morning Herald about moisture wicking fabric?
Yes.
And then I ended up, like, going on all these radio shows because it got picked up as something interesting and I'm like, it's just good practice.
Yeah, it's just good practice.
Isn't it funny the things that you write and then people jump on it? I'm like, oh,
yes.
God.
Now, look, now our beautiful Kim, not me, I mean, I'm stunning, I know, but our other beautiful Kim, she's put up a really very current, very topical post about her husband, who's currently, because of COVID, not in paid employment, and that his personal identity is exclusively wound up in his professional life.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Therefore he's suffering greatly, which of course then means she's suffering greatly.
Yeah. We're all reading between those lines, darling.
Yeah. He is depressed, lonely and lost, and he won't seek professional help. On good days, I feel sympathy, but on bad days, I want him to leave and sort himself out. I have told him such. He can't drag the whole family down during this crisis. I'm swimming twice as hard. We are privileged to not be experiencing undue financial hardship, but it's just his whole adult life has been his profession, and that profession's recovery is probably 12 months away. Surely okay, so other flushes are in my boat too.
He's living an extremely unbalanced life by the sound of it. Your work should not be your identity. Like it's the means to an end, and you should, in ideal situations, enjoy what you do professionally, but that is not who you are. Your family, your friends, your hobbies, your interests, your passions are the things that you should derive most pleasure from. So I'm really sorry that he's obviously been programmed to be like that for a long time, but he needs to take a step back and look where else in his life can he get pleasure from.
And look, Yael actually makes a really good point about this, because, you know, the whole note about men not seeking help and seeing it as a sign of weakness, but if you actually find,
I kind of thought we were over that.
Oh, a lot of men aren't. If you actually encourage him to see a life coach rather than a psychologist or a counsellor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Frame it differently. Yeah. And then because it's so much about having a third independent person of authority telling them something that you've been telling them till you're blue in the face.
He's not going to listen. Because you're nagging him. In his head, you're nagging him.
Yeah, I love that idea. Naomi actually says, what about some other volunteer? He should be working at the school canteen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I look at Mr. Woog as the poster child for balance, right? He is the most balanced person. He runs his own business, you know, and he's successful at that. But his outside interests and, like, he's a great dad.
He's
out playing tennis with the kids. He's out on his bikes all the time. He's got a really good group of mates. They all support each other. And I think that has been, you know, it's still been fucking easy over the years. We've had our fair share of hiccups here and there. But balance is the thing you need to get right. If you are so focused on one section of your life and that turns to shit, you've got nowhere else to go.
Exactly. Amy wants some advice on snoring. She's a side sleeper, wears a mouth guard to prevent grinding her teeth. Amy, look lively, gents. Form an orderly queue, as I say, because I'm a side sleeper. I'm about to get a mouth guard. I used to have one, but I'm about to get a new one.
Could you be any sexier right now?
And I snore. I know. Am I sexy? I'm too sexy for anyone. She doesn't want to do the CPAP thing. I just couldn't do the CPAP thing either. But I don't know. So
it would be like waking up in a coffin having that thing on me.
Amy, I don't know. And hopefully some people will come back with some snoring sort of stuff. So it might be worth snoring, seen an ENT. Maybe go and see an ENT.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many different levels of sleep apnea, like ones that can kill you versus the ones that's just annoying. So, if you're sleeping with someone in the bed, tell them to fuck off. Honestly, it's your boy. We care about you.
Yeah.
That was balanced.
Yeah. Oh, Jenny. Jenny's been bullied out of her job.
I fucking hate your place of work. Jenny?
She's written to the CEO. She's angry because this woman took away her loved position, her work friends, and her livelihood.
Oh, my God.
The CEO has offered her some EAP sessions, which she's going to take because she tanked an interview this week because of this woman's voice in her head.
What's an EAP?
They're like
post-sacking counseling.
Post-redundancy sort of sessions. And I did them after I was made redundant from Thomson Reuters, and
Jenny?
Yes.
Okay, Jenny, just DM me the person's name. I'll sort it out.
Okay. Right. Kirsten says, talk about separations. This week I had four of my clients leave their husbands. When I asked one, she said it was her fuck off 60s.
I love it.
We're
not supposed to be with the same person our whole lives.
She says her clients
change.
Her clients range in age from 55 to 65, and many women leave their husbands at that age. It makes me think, do we stay in relationships for the wrong reasons?
Of course we do.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this last night, and Marina was like, you would have stayed because you were so determined to make it work and not fail.
But honestly, back in the day, you'd be dead by our age. Our lifespan was so short.
Yeah.
Monogamy was the norm, but you change so much from the age of 30 to the age of 55, and I don't think you can really expect to grow at the same rate as your partner. And I don't see divorce as failure.
No.
Your time's done.
Sometimes these things just wear out.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer says, Milky Foot has enough time passed to forget the rotten skin zombie foot apocalypse craze that Kim started 18 months ago. I did not start it. That was Woogs. Woogs is the Milky Foot queen.
I love it, and I'm due again. But sadly, my Milky Foot friend, Mrs. O'Neill, has moved to Brisbane. She used to be like the one who would get in between the toes and pull it all out. Jesus, Kim!
That is terrible. Oh, my God.
No, she was like a monkey.
That's just nuts.
I love Milky Foot. Next.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfectly timed because I've got to go and put my chicken pie in the oven.
Chicken pie?
Yell at some people. Kim, what are you looking forward to?
Getting a new car. I'm going to get a new car.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm going through my wardrobe tomorrow.
Oh. Are you going to put a pile together for me?
Well, last time you said you didn't want it.
Did I?
Yeah, you said to me, I want to, like, no, I don't want anything new. But I've got some things I've got you written.
No, I must have been, I'm sorry, I must have been high. Just ignore me when I said that. Of course I want them.
I'm going through my wardrobe, so next week you can come over and we'll do a trial styling session.
Oh, we might do a live. We might do a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live.
Remember the
live.
Last time that you did that really lovely dance for us? And then you tried on my cape and did a Superman dance. And, like, yeah. You're quite entertaining when it comes to those lives. So let's book that in for next Saturday. I'll go to my wardrobe tonight. I will catalogue what I am willing to give to you as long as you model it live for the flushes.
Okay.
Hey, can I just say thank you to the flushes?
Sure.
I just fucking love that group. I've got three Facebook groups and I don't play favourites. But if I had to hold, like, one up, the Hot Flush community brings me so much joy. And the positivity, like, what do you think, Kim? Am I being a dick or?
No, it's lovely. We had there were a few wobbles there a few months back, 2 or 3 months back. We got a big new influx and a little culture in that space had a bit of a wobble, but we seem to have settled back into not being, you know, a place for stupid folk. And
but also,
I'm very happy about it.
Also, there's no sort of sycophantic wet rags who pander to each other. There's very smart women in that group, and I'm very proud to be associated with it.
That is very true. I do have a little kick in my step about that space that we created.
And just see what women are doing to help other women. It's just a joy.
Yes.
God, who are we?
I don't know, but that's just so saccharine. We need to just stop talking or it's going to get worse.
Stop it. Well, I'll just leave you with this. This week I had a Barthenon cyst.
No.
Yes.
Did you?
So go and Google that and tell me that it's not saccharine sweet anymore on this podcast.
Oh, did you pop it in the shower?
Yeah. No. That's all I'm going to say.
You can't give me that. That's so mean.
No, we've got to take it off the line, as my mum calls it. Take it off the line. Anyway, I've got to go and eat some pie.
All right, I've got to go and make ginger sesame chicken and rice.
Thank you. And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.
Mwah.
Mwah.